USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from tornadoes overnight in the Nashville, Tennessee area now up to 6. At least 2 tornadoes were reported right near downtown Nashville and East Nashville. Those twisters causing massive damage with pictures of rubble and destroyed buildings being shared by many folks on social media. Super Tuesday is finally here, and President Trump is claiming that Joe Biden made a deal with the latest Democratic presidential dropouts. Trump's comments coming during a Charlotte campaign rally, just as Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar were endorsing Joe Biden for president on Monday, both of them ending their campaigns before they threw their support behind the former VP. At least 6 Americans, all in Washington state, have now died from coronavirus. Congress could unveil $8 billion today in emergency coronavirus funding. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Coronavirus concerns continue, but Wall Street saw a bit of a rebound yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A huge bounce back at the close Monday, the Dow gaining almost 1,300 points. That's a gain of more than 5%. The NASDAQ up 385 points. That's a gain of almost 5%. The S&P 500 up 136 points.
The Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to the ban on bump stocks. A bump stock is a rapid-fire device that gives rifles the capability to mimic automatic weapons. And the Trump administration imposed that ban after the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017, when the gunman used a bump stock. The Vegas shooting massacre left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded. It was the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Apple is settling a lawsuit that accused the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. The company will pay up to $500 million after a California judge approved that settlement yesterday. Apple denied the allegations of trying to get people to buy new phones or buy new batteries while it slowed down the older models, but executives did say they want to avoid more legal bills, so they're willing to settle. The iPhones covered by the settlement include the 6, 6 Plus, 7, and 7 Plus. Owners of those models could get at least $25 a phone. NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month. And a guitar with connections to members of the Beatles worth a lot of money. On BBC's Antiques Roadshow, the guitar was valued at about $500,000. The guitar first belonged to John Lennon. Lennon then gave it to George Harrison, who then gave it to its current owner. You can find us online anytime. We have a newly designed website, in fact, at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.